of the airwaves this Saturday evening and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. We are here live in our studio to take your phone calls about anything you want tonight.
Do you think anybody believes that, that we're actually here live on a Saturday night? I mean, talk show hosts don't work on Saturday nights.
Well, I would hope they would believe it. I mean, why would we BS you?
Well, everything else you're listening to on talk radio right now is recorded. Likely.
For the most part, yeah. So we're here, and it's Ian.
And Mark.
And our website is freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go there, and you can suggest things for us to talk about. Of course, the best way to talk about something on Free Talk Live is to pick up the phone and call in. But absent that, you can go to freetalklive.com, and if you see something that you think is pretty cool on the Internet, you can submit it to the website, and then other listeners can vote up or vote down on whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked of the different items that are submitted within a certain window of time will be promoted to the front page of our website and the very top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive with that. In fact, to start things out here tonight, I'm pulling something right from the front page of our site. According to the Associated Press, remember, Mark, before I get into the story, remember when we were in New York City?
Yes.
I don't know, like 4 years ago or something like that. The very first time we went to the talk radio seminar that they have on a once-a-year basis where the talk radio people, the who's who of talk radio, gets together. And well, everybody except Rush Limbaugh, who sometimes is...
He showed up at that one, didn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, it wasn't that one. He was limoed in a couple of years ago, and he gave a quick speech.
No, the first one we went to, he was at.
No, that wasn't the New York show. That was
the D.C. one?
So anyway, they get all the talk radio people together, and we were in New York City, and so we were walking around, and... We went to the financial district, which was nearby, apparently, and there was all this security, like men with machine guns and dark,
scary
glasses.
Scary-looking stuff. Real police state-looking stuff.
Yeah, and apparently a lot of that security has been in place since right after 9/11.
And it just doesn't go anywhere. It's a government program.
Right.
It's the closest thing to eternity.
And that's really what I want to talk about here, is what some New Yorkers are having to live with, because the security barricades and such went up around their neighborhood. So imagine living in an area of a city and then all of a sudden having to, for instance, start showing ID every time you want to come and go, that sort of thing. Well, that is a reality.
It's the price we pay for freedom.
Well, I'm sure some people will tell that to themselves, but I don't know about you, but I would not want to pay that price, and I'd want to be free somewhere else where I wouldn't have to, because I don't think it's freedom to have to show identification to some armed men. But here's the story from the Associated Press. The street below Danny Chen's window in Lower Manhattan has changed over the last decade from a bustling four-lane thoroughfare to an empty road lined with police barricades. To get home each day, Chen has to present his ID at a police checkpoint. When the officer lowers the metal gate into the ground to let him in, he drives through as quickly as he can. Why? Well, more than once, the barricade has risen too soon, lifting his wife's minivan into the air.
Oh, my.
And I'm sure that does real nice things to the undercarriage.
Yeah, that's great,
car.
Yeah.
Following the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, the New York Police Department barricaded off its headquarters on Park Row about 2000.
You know, protecting and serving.
Right. That really just shows you what their priorities are, right? They're there to protect and serve the state. They're there to protect and serve their operation, themselves. It's all about officer safety and nothing about yours.
I think that there are officers out there that will, get out of their armored car type things with their vests on and throw themselves in front of a bullet if they have the opportunity to do that to save people. But I do think that it's the purpose of the department, the decisions that they make to protect and serve the government and mm-hmm. not protect and serve individuals.
About 2,000 residents in two apartment complexes found themselves living inside a security zone. 9 years later, they still are. Many vehicles, including commercial traffic, are forbidden on the street, which used to be a key link between the financial district and Chinatown. Chen, 52-year-old software engineer, says this used to be a bustling area. Now, it's ghost townish. In big cities across the country.
Imagine what that's like for your business that happens to be on the same street as the police department.
Well,
I mean, you know.
You can imagine it.
Drives you into poverty, I guess.
Right. The story here addresses exactly what happened to 113-year-old business that was on that in that zone. In big cities across the country, security planters, metal gates, concrete slabs called Jersey barriers have sprung up near government buildings. Washington, D.C. is littered with bollards. Nearly half of Los Angeles' financial district is now partially restricted, according to a study at the University of Colorado Denver. Roads across dams have been closed to traffic for security concerns. According to Pace University professor Joe Ryan, he says, I don't want us to lose a way of life that we've had, but sometimes we have to consider security, too. And this is kind of the attitude of the police state supporters, like, well, you know, I don't like being inconvenienced by the fact that I can't go home without showing identification or, you know, can't go to work without having to jump through some police hoops. But, you know, it's the price you pay for the security. We got to be a terrorist.
What's the old Ben Franklin quote? He who exchanges essential liberty for temporary protection will get neither and deserves neither.
The restrictions are especially noticeable to those sharing a backyard with the NYPD. Park Row residents say ambulance response times have risen. So, yeah, how about that one? That's an interesting point. What
yeah.
if...
Now you're more secure. Because you're a lot more likely to have a heart attack or need an ambulance than you are to be attacked by some bomb-wielding Muslim guy.
So in order to get the ambulance through, they've got to lower the gate, and I would hope they're not checking the ID of the ambulance driver, but then again, you never know when those terrorists might get their hands on an ambulance and try to drive it through the checkpoint.
They just ID these suspicious-looking ambulance drivers.
Whatever. You're making that up, Mark. You don't know what they do.
You're right, I don't.
But either way, even if they aren't IDing the ambulance driver, the fact that they have to lower whatever this barricade is, however long that takes for them to do, and what if they're stacked up with other cars? What if there's five cars? But I mean, how much room do they have to maneuver around in this area, this high-security area? So hope you're in real good health if you're living in this secure zone. But there's more. Business owners say foot traffic has plummeted. Paul Lee says his family's 113-year-old general store folded in 2003 because of the new security measures. He says the suppliers don't want to come down anymore, and you have no more customers. I mean, that's it. That's the end of the story. And there's more to the story. And as far as that guy's concerned, why would anybody want to go to the general store in the security zone? The prices can't be that great.
I mean, that's essentially what you'd have to do is just, you know, make your prices so good that they'd want to come through. And at that point, you're not making any money.
I mean, it's just crazy. And this is the kind of thing that is going to happen as more of this stuff pops up around the country. And you might be saying to yourself, well, it's not, what are you talking about? It's just New York City. It's only been going on there. It's okay, L.A. as well, but just the big cities. You don't have to worry about anything like this if you don't live in one of those big places. And if you don't like it, you can just move outside of that area, right? Who cares?
I think we can all point to things that have changed throughout our lives as far as more security in different ways. I mean, the most obvious one would be the TSA and air travel.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just harder to get on an airplane.
Yeah, and some people like that stuff, though, right? I mean, they look at the TSA as heroic. They're stopping the terrorists.
Is there any evidence of that?
No.
Usually when you read news articles on the TSA, you'll see that they're missing 80-90% of the guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on. I suspect the number is probably closer to about half of the guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on, because the news stories are going to only look for these rarities. But I mean, that means it only takes two terrorists to get one bomb through, right?
Well, you know, but somebody's got to shake down the people in wheelchairs and the children that come through.
Not if they're not any good at it.
So I'm curious as to how you feel about this. Is this the kind of thing that you want to see popping up in your cities? Because there certainly is a lot of fear out there in America about terrorism. Terrorism! Oh my gosh, we've got to have police state to stop this. We need more security checkpoints. And in fact,
terrorism's the best excuse for that is the border wall.
There is that. Yeah. I didn't want to go there, but you know, terrorism, immigrants, drug dealers, whatever, you name it. They need to have this security state, these checkpoints, in order to keep things in line, in order to keep America free. But if you can't do business, if you can't have an ambulance get to you, if you have to show identification every time you want to walk somewhere, how free is that, really?
You're not free if they're keeping your customers from you with a barricade.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Who out there feels good about the idea of having to show identification to go home at night?
And don't forget that people around the world hold up New York City as the United States. To them, that's what the United States is. Mm. So when you say, well, yeah, it's not that way in my neighborhood, but around the world, that's what the United States looks like.
What if it were that way in your neighborhood? How would you feel? 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Off the Grid News.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition. Tonight it is Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there and get signed up for our news updates. If there's something that we need to tell you about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for emailed updates or follow our Twitter or Facebook. You can do anything you want there over at news.freetalklive. Do one, do all three, whatever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy. When you search, your information won't be cataloged by them for their advertising purposes or whatever it is that they're doing. It won't be given to the government when and if they ask for it. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. As a matter of fact, over there at startpage.com, they have a proxy service beneath each search result. You can go to the website privately too, at startpage.com.
So we started out here, a story from the AP reporting on a place called Park Row, or the neighborhood surrounding Park Row in Lower Manhattan, New York City, where the police department has got some pretty serious security measures that have been installed. They basically are checkpointing every single person that wants to come into the area, and they have been doing this now for almost an entire decade, ever since shortly after the 9/11 attacks. And so you want to go home at night, you got to show ID. And you got to get through the barricade and hope the barricade doesn't hit your car on the undercarriage as you drive over it.
Apparently it's timed.
I guess. And then on top of that, they've because of all this security, they have essentially put people out of business. The businesses that were in this area are having a very difficult time. One that was 113 years old went out of business in 2003 because of this. It didn't take them very long to go under. They put the barricades up in late 01. They went out of business in 2003, a long-time business. And so people are being very inconvenienced. But yet, of course, some people support these things. And I'm just wondering if that's you or how you feel about this in general. Because this kind of stuff could be coming to a city near you. The police state will use whatever excuse it can to expand its purview, whether it's terrorism or immigrants or whatever.
You know, the government apparatus feeds on money. And it has to have programs in order to get the money for the excuse. Well, we've got to have it. So they never let a good crisis go to waste. There will be another crisis. And this next time it won't be oil spilling into the Gulf. It'll be something else. And, you know, there'll be some kind of terror attack. I don't know whether it'll be domestic or foreign or whatever. But you could be certain that there'll be something. And then it happens again.
And
it's
then
all step by step until they've sucked every last penny that they can out of the hardworking people.
And security state isn't going away. I mean, the last attack was in 2001, and the security measures are still there, even though people are complaining. The government people don't care. Terry is in Waco. We're going to start out with your call. Terry, listening to KBCG.
Hello,
Terry. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'll tell you up front, I'm a military officer, but don't stereotype me as just another government worker, please.
Okay.
One of the reasons I do what I do is because I really like the freedom and liberty that, you know, the Constitution and all that stuff set us up for. But I would like to submit to you that, like most things in life, this issue, there's a balancing point. And I'm going to tell you guys, I have been in police states, lived in Europe for 3 years while the Iron Curtain was still up. I've been in Afghanistan. I've been some other places. Hey, you know, this is not a police state. Now, I take your points. There's you know, security is still out there because, look, just because we haven't been hit again in another airplane into a building or whatever doesn't mean they haven't been trying. I will tell you, they have been trying. Trust me on this.
Why should I trust you on this?
I'm telling you as a man of my word that I have knowledge of that the bad guys are still trying. I'm not saying that all the security measures are perfect by any means. There's always room for improvement. It's, you know, I'm sure they could have done a better job and not put the guys still out of business. That's probably just an area of stupid. We set it up one way and we're not going to improve it any. You know, I got it. You know, people are people working for the government or not. But I'm going to tell you there's a balancing point and just saying, okay, well, you know, we haven't been hit for a long time, so let's.
I agree, you know, that there's a balancing point. You have to have a certain level of security. What I guess my question is the United States government the best organization to decide what that balancing point is? Because it's clear to me that they and the New York City government and, you know, government in general doesn't have sort of the mechanism to respond to customer service. This guy's business was run out of business. Why? Because the police department felt they needed automatic barricades for the last 7 years or whatever. So.
Right. Well, there's, like in any organization, okay, how good an organization, and ultimately, how well they serve their customers, and they may be paying, because, I mean, you know, organizationally speaking, you talk about, you know, internal customers, external, all that business. how well a organization does by its customers, the people it's supposed to take care of, in whatever sense. Yeah, it all goes back to leadership.
I don't even understand what you're talking about. We're talking about government security. You're not a customer of the government. You're a subject of the government, and they own you. Hang on, you're a customer.
Hang on. It is the job of government, up to a point, I grant you, to provide a certain level of security against the obvious
threat. That's nonsense. That is absolute nonsense.
Look in the Constitution.
The Constitution doesn't matter. What matters is what the men in the robes say. And the men in the robes in Washington, D.C. have ruled again and again that the government has no obligation to provide you with anything. Nothing.
I disagree. I respectfully disagree.
Really? Try suing the police department if they don't show up when you call them. What do you think will happen?
Well, let me tell you what. There's been a times in Austin, Texas, where the police department has... You know, somebody goofed up, and just paid big bucks to sell it, whatever. Now, I don't believe you. Can I tell you everything? Excuse me?
No, if they screwed up when they arrived somewhere and broke something and were found responsible for that. But the fact is, if you sue the police department for not showing up when you call them, they will have no liability whatsoever for that because there is no contract, there is no agreement, and there is no obligation on their part. It's been decided over and over again at the Supreme Court level. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but this government that you've worked for is full of crap.
Oh, look, there's lots of organizations that are full of crap.
I'm not forced to pay for them. I'm not forced to pay for their garbage and their security state.
So what is your better alternative? Where is the balance point?
Freedom, baby. Freedom all the way. Get rid of the government and let people make decisions for their own selves as far as how secure they want to, what kind of security nonsense they want to put up with. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI.
I think there's a middle ground to this argument, too. I mean, the idea here is that why are the terrorists after us? Well, because of what the government's doing with its agreements with sheiks and, kings and stuff and despots around the world.
The murdering
the government
of people.
Has made the problem of terrorism in the first place. Why? Because they're involved in other countries' problems. If we hadn't have been supporting...
They're killing people. They're not just involved in other countries' problems. They're killing people around the world. And that angers some folks.
It's as much as... certainly there's killing going on, but at the same time, there's the military's in 137 nations around the world. I mean, what's its business there but to prop up dictators and kings and sheiks, just like it did in Saudi Arabia. I mean,
That angers people. So, I'm glad you brought that up because that's an important point to make as well. So in the absence of the government in the first place, this coercive monopoly, we'd have more safety in the bat.
You're just
right
using
the
blanket term government. I mean, you're going to always have some kind of government.
Coercive monopoly, that's what a government is. And no, I don't always want to have that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. I want to invite you to our website where you can experience many, many free features, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners also that allows you to, if you are a lady listener, become part of the Shrine. It's a group of dozens of ladies who have sent in their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. You can head over and see it for yourself and get involved if you like. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. You use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, we continue here talking about the security state, the police state that is rising up around us. If you're in New York City, living in the Park, the Park Avenue District? Anyway, it's Park Row is what it is. Park Row, nearby the police station out there. Then you live in a total police state. They have barricades they have to raise and lower in order to let you in and out of the neighborhood. You have to show identification to get in and out. And all of this has, as they pointed out, as one of the residents pointed out, has turned a four-lane bustling highway into a ghost town. Businesses have gone out of business that have been around for over 100 years.
Because I wonder why they asked for the IDs and what the does that mean anybody can drive through if they feel like it?
Well, I'm
or do
sure.
you have to have business in the area?
That's a good question, Mark.
If they're asking for IDs, why are they asking for IDs? To make sure you're properly licensed to drive the motor vehicle that you're in?
Presumably they might be asking more questions than just about, what is your business here? I'm going home.
So really you're finding out whether or not the terrorist is a properly licensed to drive the vehicle that
apparently
he's going to blow up the police station with.
Thank you for bringing that up, Mark, because really isn't it just security theater? And that's certainly what we see when it comes to these government programs masquerading as though they're actually security. You mentioned the TSA failing over and over again at attempting or trying to ascertain whether or not there's a bomb in somebody's cargo. Failing over and over again, like 60-70% failure rate or something.
That's what
like
the government
that, right?
does. It fails and asks for more money. Fails some more, asks for more money. And it does it all over the world.
But
the gentleman who just called in previously said, well, you know, you ain't never seen no police state. I've been in other countries, and at least they got police states over there. This ain't no police state compared to that.
He said it
and
like
he's
that.
Probably right. He's absolutely right. Certainly there are. You can find less free countries.
Sure.
I mean, are you telling me that we're free until we get to the point that North Korea is? Because I don't want to get there.
Yeah, at what point does it become a police state in your mind?
And it's not freedom when you can tell me how I've got to fund your apparatus. I feel fine up here in New Hampshire. I don't feel I should have to fund these things. I don't feel like I should have to fund wars that I disagree with.
So, yeah, when you look at what these government people are doing and the security state they're building, it doesn't matter whether you disagree with it or not. They're going to do it whether you like it or not, and too bad for you. If you don't like it, leave.
Yeah. You got to love it or leave it around here, boy.
So if you don't like this police state, you can go to the other police states around the rest of the world, apparently. And just to let you know, as our last caller was not aware, the government people have no obligation to protect you. Look at their actions. Their actions show who they're interested in protecting. They're interested in protecting them. That's why they're putting security up around the police headquarters in New York City. They're not trying to keep you safe. And as some of the people in this article from the AP point out later on, if somebody wants to take out one of the barricades, like if some terrorist were to come up and drive a truck bomb up to the barricades, that's going to hurt the people that are in the apartment building right next door. So it's not about keeping you safe. It's about using
you. Yeah, they keep the barricades far enough from the police station that if there's an explosion, then it doesn't hurt the cops.
Right. Right. And she even calls it a human shield for the police. And she's absolutely right about that. So let's continue with your calls. David is in Lakeland listening to WFLA. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
You there?
Hey, here we are, and there you are.
So I guess you guys just don't want any government, period.
I don't want any coercion. How about that? Can we just eliminate aggression from human interactions?
We take different tacks here.
That's never going
to
happen.
Wait a second. We take different tacks here. I'd like the government to stick with cops, courts, and roads.
Really? Well, what the other guy wants is never going to happen.
How do you know?
I know. I work in the government field and in involving law enforcement, and that's just never going to happen.
Why can't you just behave on a voluntary basis like the rest of us?
That's never going to happen. You are living in an Alice in Wonderland if you believe that's going to happen.
I'm just asking
that
you a simple question.
Happen.
Why can't you and the rest of your government buddies behave on a voluntary basis like the rest of us? I don't force people to buy advertising on my radio show. Why do you get to force me to pay for your crap can services?
You don't have to.
Oh, really?
How do you avoid paying for them?
Yeah, if I don't pay the local property tax extraction, you and your buddies with guns are going to show up to throw me and my family out onto the street.
Don't own a house.
Then I'm still paying the property taxes.
The renters pay property taxes?
Whoa. You don't want to pay property taxes. You think they're unfair. Don't buy a house. Don't buy property. Live in an apartment.
I don't want to pay
That's a complete misunderstanding about economics. Are you telling me that you don't think the customers pay their overhead? I mean, landlords have to pay property tax, so the renters, they include that in their cost of doing business and pass it on to renters.
Y'all live in a utopian society. Get a tent. Go pitch it somewhere.
Okay, In order to be free, I can't live in a structure because you own the structures.
No, what I'm trying to say is if you are part of the body politic and you weigh on the surfaces, someone's got to pay for them. Do you agree with that?
If I'm part of the body politic, what does that mean?
I mean, if you're part of society and you're weighing on the surfaces, you've got
if
to
I'm
pay for
weighing
it, right?
on the surfaces,
is
what
it
does
a
that
service
mean?
If you're forced to pay for it?
Do you want to be able to pick up the phone and call a law enforcement officer?
Maybe.
Yes or no?
Only if you guys were actually behaving on a peaceful basis and weren't aggressing.
Yes,
you know
yes
what? You know
or
what?
No.
Well, no. Let me qualify that. If the law enforcement people were... Okay, here's your answer.
Punishable.
No, I don't want law enforcement officers.
Hold on one moment.
Let me explain myself. I don't want law enforcement officers because it's been my experience that law enforcement officers use this little excuse. Well, I'm just doing my job when they're aggressing against peaceful people. How about we have peace officers instead? Do you remember, David, when...
You're giving a canned answer. That's not what I asked you. I asked you, do you want to be able to call, pick up the phone, and call the fire department, the EMS, and a law enforcement officer if in the event you drastically need one?
I have no problem paying for services that I request.
So you want to be able to call 911 and say, I need a nice guy that's had a good day and a canned robot to come out to my house and help me with my problem.
Okay, David, you've taken this to the extreme. David, you've taken this to the extreme. You're suggesting
Wait one second, my friend.
You're taking this to the extreme. You're suggesting that I have to pay for everything.
How can you have a conversation with this guy? Well, you're the one that wants everyone to live in a utopian society.
No, that's not what I said. You're putting words in my mouth. Mark, can you ask him your question again?
You're suggesting that I have to pay for everything the United States government does as the government grows bigger and bigger every single year. Wasn't the government big enough under Clinton?
I agree with you on that. I am totally thinking the government's getting way too big.
And what can you do about it?
Well, for one, go live in a tent. You can vote.
If voting did anything, my friend, they'd outlaw it.
Just vote Republican, Mark.
That'll solve it.
Right. They've got Republican states, David. It doesn't work. Their governments are bloated too.
What are you prepared to do about it?
I picked up my life, moved out of crappy Florida, which was just getting bigger. The government was just getting bigger and more oppressive all the time. I've moved to New Hampshire, the Free State Project. What are you going to do about it?
I intend to vote in this November's election.
Good luck, because you're going to get yourself another Republican just like George Bush. Yippee, that'll shrink the government.
What did I say to make you think I'm going to vote for a Republican?
Well, then you're going to get a Democrat, which will grow the government too, pal.
No, he's going to vote for Libertarian Party candidate.
And then your vote won't count for crap.
Thanks for the call.
Good luck voting, pal.
Yep. You enjoy your police state. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, I got no problem paying for services that I would like. I just don't want to pay for the ones I don't like. Is that unreasonable? Is that utopian? This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. I recently purchased one of those little micro SD cards for my cell phone, and you can't get the Class 6 version at the local office store, so I went online and I got a great deal at Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You want something? They probably have it, and it's probably the best price. So head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com. You start your shopping there, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the sale. As we continue here, Mark, did you want to make a statement before we continue taking phone calls?
Yeah, I don't want no government screed. Tends to confuse people. And
I thought it was pretty clear. I don't want coercion between human relationships.
I absolutely understand where you're coming from on that one. I get it. I mean, you know, I've done this show for 6 years. I've heard your nutty ramblings. So I have a more clear picture. But
what's
what this
nutty
gentleman
about
didn't understand was what he thinks you're saying is you don't want people that will respond in case of emergency, whether it's a security emergency at your house like police would, or a fire emergency like firemen would. I am a fireman. You know, I believe that you want people to show up when your house is burning. However, the claim here, and I would make this claim, is I believe that in the absence of a government-funded fire department, that you would have in its place one or two or three competing fire units in your area that would run far more efficiently.
Well, yeah.
And the people would probably be better paid, and you wouldn't have that kind of government bureaucrat overload that you tend to have in these scenarios, where you have all these administrative types that get stacked up on top of the guy who does the work.
Maybe they'd be better paid, maybe not. I mean, studies show that the government counterparts to private people get paid far more.
I would think there would be fewer firemen, but they would be better paid because they would be doing dangerous work.
Yeah, perhaps so. Nonetheless, I'm willing to pay for services. Look, I have no problem paying for services I receive. If I want water piped to my house, I'll pay for it. If I want somebody to respond during a fire situation, I'll pay for that. I'll pay in advance for insurance for that kind of thing. I got no problem with
that. Right. Before there were government-funded fire departments, there were insurance-funded fire departments.
So just all I'm saying is these government people need to start behaving like adults and basically start doing business on a voluntary basis. That's all.
Right.
What's so radical about that? What's so utopian about that?
The idea here is the government doesn't need to respond to its customers. And I'll use that term. I don't have a problem with it. We are the customers.
You're a
the
forced
government.
Customer.
And indeed, but it's the closest thing. That's the best
victim.
Term.
Victim is a better term.
They provide a service. A robber does not provide a service to his victim.
So if a robber started providing a service the victim didn't want, then they'd be his customer all of a sudden? No.
The robber
has no obligation to provide any of those services. They just do it because it's PR. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to John, listening to WBHP in Huntsville. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Yeah, that last call that you were with, wow, I was getting kicked out of that one.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, I was just bringing up the fact that it was a time in my life. I lived in a nice little southeastern Michigan town over in the thumb part of the mitten, and we had no police. We had absolutely nothing there. They had the main employer was the place that made parts for the big three automakers. So we had every ethnic group you can think of right there. But, you know, funniest thing is no police, no system. We didn't have any crime. Everybody got along just fine.
I'll be damned. Without the government, you without the police, the coercive agents around, you managed to get along with everybody? Huh.
Yeah, everybody did. I mean, that was.
I bet they had a gun in their house too, didn't they?
Well, yeah, we had it, and everybody had dogs too, as far as that goes.
By the way, here's a little fact for everybody: dogs will decrease your chance of a burglary by 7 times.
Nice.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. But you know, when I hear you talk about the government, I'm just going to ask you if that make any sense to you. Do I have a sensible idea when I say I find it's a little bit hard to trust a government that gets their cookies off of murdering women and children and babies like they did at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, and Waco, Texas? What do you think about that?
I can't say I blame you. How can you trust these people? I mean, they're criminals.
That's exactly right. They've just got a badge, but they're still criminals, and that's all they are, pure and simple.
Yeah.
To me, this is the way I look at it. They remind me of sharks, and I lived 20 years in Florida myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what sharks cruising the water look like. That's what they do. They cruise around looking for something to hit. But I also consider them to be nothing that they commit. They do the crimes out here. The system exists to justify itself as being parasitic leeches on society, and that's what I consider the whole system to be. From the judges, the cops,
yep.
The whole bit, parasitic leeches.
You are absolutely right about that, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's exactly what they are. They are parasites. If they were providing their services on a voluntary basis, like the rest of us, like those of us in the marketplace who aren't threatening our customers, if they provided their services on a voluntary basis, they would no longer be parasites. Then they would be businessmen. They would be people that were looking to satisfy their customers by providing a product or a service that was actually in demand. Instead, what we have is a group of strangers, usually people you don't know, who are telling you how to run your life, how you should live, how you need to run your business, what you can do, what you can't do. And if you don't do what they say, then they have a jail cell that's nice and cold waiting for you. They are they're a dangerous class of people, and I don't think it's utopian to suggest that at some point we could get enough people together to say no to these people and say no more of this nonsense. We're not going to put up with it.
I think it's silly to make a statement like you know how the world's going to be because you're in law enforcement, like the one caller, and I remember his name, was it David?
Oh, yeah.
His statement was that there will never be a world where there is no government. And I understand what you mean when you say that. But if, for instance, governments, let's say they were things that weren't attached to geographic areas, that I as an American could take my American government and my American rules to, say, some other country, and then, those rules would be the ones I operate by. Because there's no way you're going to go to other countries and know all their laws. I don't know them all here. Nobody knows them all here. You couldn't read them in 4 lifetimes. So
if
you could take governments and detach them from geographic areas, they would provide significantly better customer service because you'd be able to switch from one government to another if that's what you wish to do. So I don't like the rules here for the New Hampshire government. I'm going to take the Vermont government. And, you know, it's not attached to a geographic area, so that wouldn't be that big of a problem. If you could do that, then you're saying, you know, the statement is that you believe that that could never happen in the future. Really? I mean, it's like the caveman.
You'll never fly.
You'll never take this fire and make combustion engines out of it.
You'll never need more than 640K. Humans will never fly.
Right.
Anyway, let's continue here with your calls. David is in Charleston listening to WSCFM. Hello, David. David in Charleston. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, all right.
What's on your mind?
You guys finally said something I kind of agree with.
Oh, wow.
It's called Mission Creep.
What's that?
It's called Mission Creep.
Yeah.
In the last 100 years, we've seen more and more and more government intrusion into our lives, security checkpoints because of 9/11. It's called Mission Creep.
Mm-hmm.
The cause of Mission Creep is really simple. A stupid, apathetic electorate. If the electorate did its job, listen, let me finish that. Electorate did its job, which was be involved in local politics, we wouldn't have a federal government that is turning us into a police state because all government has to be local first.
Okay.
I agree with all of you guys. I want fire and police, and I want to contract it out. I don't want to pay for it.
Right, David, let me make a point on this one, though. There was a time when I was younger when I would hear people make these statements, and I don't think it's made nearly as often, is the, you know, the idea that a woman was dressed provocatively and she deserved to be raped as a result. And the statement you're making regarding the electorate sounds similar to me. It's really not the electorate's responsibility to watch out for the politicians.
Really,
it's the responsibility of the politicians to act like humans.
No, I'm not making that point. The fact that, look, as far as I'm concerned, a woman dresses the way she wants, a man rapes her, he deserves a 38 round to the skull. That's how you stop rape. Bottom line, if we control our local governments where it belongs, we stand a greater chance at liberty.
I agree with that. I concur with you.
Listen,
however, I don't think the onus of responsibility falls on the electorate.
No, it doesn't fall on the – well, okay. If you want to make the argument, it falls on the electorate. What I'm saying is – that local government is where all things are kept in check. The federal government now does what it wants with impunity over the states because the local electorate is not involved in local politics.
All right, so I see what you're saying.
Look, the Constitution is imperfect, but it's a bottom-up document.
I understand what you're saying. If you actually had liberty-oriented people in local governments, that they could say no to the federal government. Is that what you're saying, basically?
Yeah, I would say that if everyone in a district decided there wouldn't be any gerrymandering and we would all get together and act like human beings in our neighborhoods and elect people that believe the way we believe, and
I think you're onto something there, and I think the Free State Project is part of that. Thanks for the call. Hour 2's coming up.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own. Any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.